Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon. Let me do 5 points. First of all, what we have seen in the last discussion is that governments try to narrow down this treaty to multinational private sector companies. And we will have a discussion on that in Article 3 on the scope. But to reiterate already here now, that this treaty must apply to all companies to be in line with UN guiding principles, and that is also what the UN human rights experts in their joint statement asking for, that this is a treaty applying to all companies. It would also completely, it would also completely be against any notion of creating a level playing field if you would only focus on multinational companies or only private sector companies, because of course state-owned enterprises have negative impact on human rights and need to be covered by this treaty. Second point, on the definition of victim in 1.1. Victim is a term used to describe a person who has suffered harm and has been found to have so suffered by a court of law. Until then, they are a person alleged in abuse. So we should not use the term victim in this treaty. And indeed, the UN guiding principles are not using the term victim. Instead, more accurate, we should speak about plaintiff or complainant. Third point, about the definition of business activities in number 1.3. It was already said that this is a very vague definition which needs to be much more clear and focused. And of particular concern is the term by electronic means in this definition. By electronic means is a term which is not used in international law. No one actually really knows what is meant by it. And to give you a practical example, internet transactions may involve both known and unknown intermediaries such as bank or bank vendors that are beyond any knowledge or control of a company. And this is particularly true for medium-sized companies or even smaller companies. As we have said before, we really ask you that this should be omitted. Fourth, on the definition of business relationship in 1.5. This is a topic we have spoken about last year and the year before already. Defining business relationship as any relationship or any other structure is unworkable, it is indefinite, it is vague and overly broad. So this will run us into problem later on in the treaty when we speak about liability and so on and so forth. So we really encourage you to use the wording by, for instance, the UN guiding principles, which defines business relationship, or the OECD MNE guidelines. Five, on the definition again on business activities, we support what Panama has said, that of course, adverse impact can come also for non-profit organizations. And of course, we should focus not only on profit, but also on all kinds of organizations which are active. Because for a person, it doesn't matter who actually alleged the business and the human rights abuse, whether it's a private sector company, a state-owned enterprise, a domestic company, or any other organization, even if it is not for non-profit. Thank you.